Well, wait a minute. It's going into you. It seems it's, it looks like it's going into your head. I think it's going into your head. Oh, it's definitely going into your head.
Tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head, number 130. Now I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking that's just basically show 30 with the words 100 and added in front of it. And you've done that in retrospect because show 30 was made already. So you've gone back and put 100 and in front of it after the fact. Because show 30 was almost a year ago. I believe it came out on Christmas Day of last year, if I'm not mistaken. If I am mistaken, it came out very close to that date. Maybe it was show 31 that came out on Christmas Day, I don't know. But that would imply that show 30 was only shortly before that, so I'm not that far out. I'm near enough. It's not an exact science, this timing of things in the past, unless you're microhistorian. Microhistorian is a type of historian who finds out the exact date, time and seconds that things happened at, but you never hear about them on the History Channel or in the news or anywhere important, so that goes to show how much they contribute to this society. They are worthless. Microhistorians are just basically people who are historians, but they also have repetitive disorder, whatever that's the proper name for that is, I forget. What's it called again? That thing where you repeat stuff over and over and over and over again, and you have to do it 16 times, and if you brush against the door, you have to brush against the other side of the door, and then the other side, and then the other side, and then if you say something an even number of times, and then you say it again, you have to balance that up with another repetition of it. What the hell is that called? OCD, that's what it is. Optical scanning device. Obsessive compulsive disorder. It's where you obsess over things, including your own disorder. In fact, there's even a disorder for that, where you obsess over your own illnesses, and so you're always obsessed with wondering, are you sick or dying? And then eventually one day it comes along and you are dying, but you've been cured of that disorder, so you don't believe that you're dying. You're convinced that it's just a trick of your faulty brain, and you say, oh, I'm cured now, I don't believe I'm ill anymore, I'm not a hypochondriac anymore, so I'm not dying, although I seem to have a pain in my chest, but that's imaginary, it's all in the brain, it's not in my chest at all, it's in my brain. It's just that my brain has moved down to my chest today, apparently. But no doubt, there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for it. And then you die, and that's the end of that. Well, at least you're cured. You die a happy man or woman because you're cured of your illness. It's just that you've acquired a new one that has resulted in your downfall. But if you'd known anything about that, you could have... you couldn't have gone to a psychiatrist for a heart condition. He wouldn't have helped you at all. So you might as well cure what you can cure and ignore what you don't know about, which is quite easy when you think about it. If you don't know about something, it's very easy to ignore it unless you happen to imagine it, and by sheer coincidence you imagine the thing that you don't know about, and you imagine that it's true, and then I suppose you might as well just have the real thing. Maybe not. Maybe it's cheaper not to have the real thing. Maybe it's cheaper to just imagine it. That's why on Star Trek you have the holodeck. You can go in and have a hologram of your holiday and go and enjoy yourself for a week and then go back to work. And you get a one hell of electricity bill at the end of it. But you can have a hologram of an electricity generator and that sorts that out, as long as you have your settings right. Most technology is about having the settings right. You have to have your volume and your mixer all at the right settings, and make sure that if you cough, you press your cough button, because that can make a proper hames of a hologram, I can tell you. If you cough, all the atoms and electrons and the imaginary atoms and the imaginary electrons that they're producing, they all basically turn into white light, and it creates a black hole, and unless your particular chosen holographic scene contains something that the that call can represent, then you're in trouble. That's why everyone chooses to have... everyone chooses to have a hole in their face. If they're going on a holographic holiday at the seaside, they'll say, by the way, stick a black hole in the sand where one of the kids is digging a hole. No reason. It's just in case. Just covering all thingy yokes, all possibilities. And if anything goes technically wrong and causes a black hole, then the black hole can just be that hole in the beach where the child has dug a hole. You can bury your heads in the sand and ignore the black hole until the holiday is over, and then we'll worry about it. Although if we worry about it with a nice, relaxed, refreshed mind after our vacation, even though we haven't vacated the place at all, we've just flooded it with light and created an imaginary place where all our wildest dreams and fantasies can come true, and then we get sued by Disney for making a holographic image of their theme park without their permission. What are you going to do? I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's asked me, what are you going to do? And I would like an opportunity to respond. Well, go ahead. Go to intoyourhead.com/stalk. And you can record an online voicemail there or send an email. Or if you travel back in time, you can post in the Stalker's Forum guestbook. You can't post it in the present time because it no longer exists. I've allocated it to previous times only. So the last few days don't have a Stalker's Forum guestbook. And future days won't have one either because I'm going to implement something else. But nonetheless, just travel back in time and post in the Stalker's Forum guestbook. Or if you don't have time travel equipment to hand and you're a cheapskate, go and post a voicemail there or send an email to studio@intoyourhead.com. If none of those options suit you, I'm afraid I don't know what to do with you. I suppose you could write me a letter if you can find out my address. Maybe you can. The .com that this site is hosted at is registered, and it used to be registered at my name and address. So unless I've forgotten to change that, you should be able to find my name and address online, no problem. Especially if you travel back in time to a few weeks ago when I had my name and address registered for this .com. I changed it, so it's a secret now. So you're all, I'm sure, well capable of overcoming those problems. If some 15-year-old kid can hack the iPhone and unlock it, then I'm sure you can unlock my name and address from somewhere. In fact, I'll tell you my name. It's Neil O'Carroll, and I'll tell you part of my address. It's Ireland, and the other part of my address is the house. Now, that's superfluous to the address, so I wouldn't bother putting the house on the envelope, because that'll use up a line. It'll confuse those automated address reading machines that they have in post office sorting offices, and that'll slow down your letter. It's bad enough that you don't have the full address. There's no point doing extra things that are going to slow down your letter and cause extra possibilities to happen. I don't know what that means now, but, maybe it means that there's extra things that can go wrong, then there's extra branches of the timeline streaming out, and I'll tell you, there's enough frigging different branches of time and different frigging alternate news universes already without adding extra ones just because you put an extra line in an address. Now, admittedly, when I send a Christmas card to my brother in America, I like to finish the address with America, Earth, the Milky Way, the universe, just for fun, just for a barrel of laughs, cause hilarity ensues everywhere. No doubt when it gets to America, they stop it and they decide, oh, that's probably some sort of Al-Qaeda trick. We're going to put this letter in the... we're going to blow this letter up and then investigate who sent it. Cause we have to have procedures for this sort of thing, so that would explain why I haven't heard from my brother in several years. Either that or he's dead. I suppose he could be dead, although it seems unlikely since he emailed me a couple of weeks ago, and my mother says he was talking to her as well. So I suppose in a way I have heard from him. I've heard from him in writing and on the telephone when he rings me. I've heard him by telephone, but I haven't heard him in person since my wedding, or the week of my wedding, which was a year and a half ago. So that's a long time. So I haven't seen him in the person since then, unless you count seeing him in video on the internet, live from his webcam, which he puts in front of his face, and I put a webcam in front of my face, although we haven't done that in a while, come to think of it. So I suppose there is a possibility that he could be dead, and that I'm hallucinating that he's still alive, or he's hallucinating that he's still alive, and he's convinced me that it's true, and he's created a hologram of himself, because he's on a vacation from his deadness. Dead people have vacations too, so they go into a holographic thing, not a real holographic thing. They don't have holograms in the afterlife. They haven't been invented yet, but these people, they dream about having a hologram machine, and they go and use the dreamt up hologram machine to have a holographic holiday. It's pretty much the same thing. They have plenty of time in their hands in the afterlife to be doing all this stuff, so don't worry your little heads about it. Suffice to say, my brother is probably alive, or if he's not, he's having a great time with a hologram and dreaming about it, and when he wakes up, he'll be disappointed to find out that it wasn't the real hologram machine at all, and that he's dead. But at least he'll have plenty of time to do something about it, or at least get used to it. So there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's just that you should try not to allow yourself to be drawn to it. There are exceptions to that rule, and it's not really a rule at all, it's just a saying, it's just a piece of advice that I've given, and that's been passed on through the generations, and probably changed a lot. It probably, when I started, it probably said something about, if there's shite at the end of the tunnel, don't draw a picture of it, back away, put your train into reverse. But it's been changed over the years to say, if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, don't allow yourself to be drawn towards it. And still, that's just a piece of advice. We don't really know of anyone who's been through the tunnel and then come back, unless you listen to those people on Discovery Channel documentaries who say they've been to the end of the tunnel, to the white light, and then they've come back and woken up on a surgeon's table, and there was a light being shone into his or her eyes, and they said, "Go away, light, leave me alone," and then the surgeon said, "But this is how I'm seeing into your chest so that I can operate on you. It's quite dark in there. Your chest is very dark. You've got particularly dark veins and blood because they're packed with dark cholesterol. You should really having light cholesterol. You should have white cholesterol as much as possible. There's special dairy spreads that you can get to have white cholesterol, and that'll up your white cholesterol cell level, and that'll make your veins a lot more visible for me as a surgeon when I'm operating on you. Although, if you have good cholesterol, you probably won't end up being operated on at all, so it won't arise. But if you're going to just have bad cholesterol, make sure you have white cholesterol rather than black cholesterol. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, surely white cholesterol is another word for good cholesterol. Well, I can see why you could think that. It is a lot of... it is a stereotype, though. The stereotype that white stuff is good and black stuff is bad. That's absolute nonsense. There's certainly no basis for it in medical science, as far as I know as a surgeon, anyway. Maybe there's some theory about it, but it hasn't been proven sufficiently for me to put it into practice. So basically, good cholesterol if you can, but if you must have bad cholesterol, go for white-black bad cholesterol, not black-bad cholesterol, so that I can see it. Now, I'll I'll give you all that in a little leaflet that's being published by the Department of Health later on, but not at the moment, because my hands are covered in blood at the moment. So there's a rule, you're not allowed to handle things and put blood on them if they're going to leave the hospital, because frankly, that could spread disease, especially you probably have some diseases that could be spread. I don't know, I haven't really checked, because I'm too busy sorting out your heart surgery thing. I can only do one thing at a time, and frankly, I'm a specialist, so I don't really do diseases. I can send you off to some other guy who'll look at you if you want. Frankly, I wish you'd had your diseases checked out before I opened you up and put my hands into you, because I'm taking a risk here. I suppose I should be glad I don't have to have sexual intercourse with you, because you have all sorts of diseases you could transmit to me that way easily. Although my pay would probably be tax extra as well, because I'd be having special benefits as part of my recompense. I don't know, because they charge you extra tax now in Ireland if you have a free parking place at your workplace. So God knows what kind of taxes you'd get if I had to do it with my patients, especially if it was consenting. Because, of course, if it's consenting, you just get them to sign their rights away on a form before you put them under, and then you can just do whatever you like. Anyway, I'm thinking of taking a night course in psychology. What do you think? Oh yeah, you're asleep, you're unconscious, you can't answer me. So I'll just imagine your answer now. Well, thank you for your support. Now, when you wake up, you might be a bit sore, but don't worry, it's okay. I'm a surgeon, and I know what I'm doing. I've been giving you my full and undivided attention.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalker's Forum guestbook
no longer exists.
Intoyourhead.com.
Online voicemail system.
Intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
Intoyourhead.com.